energy costs, only going to rise from here on out. With a hydrocarbon economy, there's absolutely no investment or true intention of the government or corporate institutions to move forward with any type of renewables that will replace the current massive infrastructure we've created, and far too much money will be made as the system fails because of the scarcity of this thing. Property. The ownership metaphysic is a core premise allowing controlled restriction of resources and goods. I say metaphysic because property isn't real. There's no such thing of ownership in the broad scheme, not either intellectual or physical goods. What we come to find is that human collaboration actually, is at the core of all invention. All of which are completely technically obsolete. Removing the environmental and sociological inefficiency inherent to the market and simply applying modern scientific understanding resolves or greatly reduces all of these issues. Debt failure. Am I the only one laughing at the fact that there's this fictional notion of debt that's like dominoes knocking down countries one by one? Good produced has to be inferior the moment it's made because the corporate institutions must save money at the very beginning of production to remain competitive against everyone else that's competing. It's environmentally irresponsible to design goods to fail or allow them to fail unnecessarily. That is basically offensive. Earth demands a balanced global economy, respecting dynamic equilibrium, where things come together in balance, not the necessity to exhaust just to, say, maintain labor. Human survival is today contingent upon one's ability to obtain employment and enable sales. That's your right to life. Can't get labor, you might as well die because you don't serve an economically efficient role. If you lived on an island with a small group of people and you had a finite amount of resources with a natural generation of growth, a very simplified society, would you decide to make an economic system that tried to use that up as fast as possible? And I'm afraid the Earth is an isolated island in a vast cosmic sea, if you will, and it's a lot smaller than we think.